Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the fifth quarter with Coach Johnson. Part of the JC Hawk Sports Network. Tune in tonight to hear news about the Tennessee Thunder and the USWFL. Listen live every week on Blog Talk Radio or catch our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and many others. Just type in JC Hawk Radio in the search box.
All right, welcome to the fifth quarter, Coach Johnson. I got Coach Mike Wallace sitting here with me today. We are live at the River City Sports Complex in Westerfield, is that how you say it? Westerfield, Virginia, for the USWFL Mid-Majors Championship between the RVA Tomahawks and the Detroit Prowl. We are 15 minutes away from kickoff, a little bit delayed. We got lightning delay here since we got here, so the lightning has left. Looks a little cloudy and rainy. we got 2 hours worth of podcast here, so we'll call the game as long as we can. Now, like I said, I got Coach Mike Wallace here. Coach, tell me who you think's going the pick of the game and what you're looking for.
I'm looking for a really good game. I think it's going to be physical. I think it's tough to beat a team three times, which RVA has beaten the Prowl twice this year, but there's been some additions to the Prowl, so I think it's going to be a tough game. What I'm looking for is speed. I'm looking for speed all across the field.
Yeah, and I think when we talk speed, I think that favors the RVA Tomahawks. I did get the chance to watch Detroit Prowl play a couple weeks ago, and they just dominated the Cincinnati Sizzle, which is a team that had beat them once earlier in the year. So it should be a great game, no doubt about it. I think if you go with size, Detroit most definitely has them beat by the size, you know. So I am looking forward to a great game, man. I think it's going to be one of the best mid-major championships we've ever had here in the USWFL.
I agree. And like I said, it's going to be tough, I think, for RVA. Personally, like I said, to beat a team three times, but it's not that it can't be done. They do have speed. They are playing kind of in a home crowd. So, you know, as far as speed, I think they have it. It's almost like a David and Goliath type deal. You know, you look across the field right now and you're looking, if you did an eye test, you would think that they they're just so big and massive that they would just run this ball down RVA's throat. But then you look at RVA and it's just like, dude, they're built to throw the ball and they're built with speed. So it should be a very interesting matchup.
It should be. And then we're sitting the top of the field up here almost on the 50. And you look across the way and you got RVA and the all white, which is really, really good looking jerseys. And I think they got purple letters, maybe black letters, one of the two. And then you've got the Detroit Prowl wearing all black with blue letters. Both teams look extremely nice. Both teams, we've talked to both players. We've talked to both owners, about their players. Both teams say the players are ready to go. And we're looking forward to the matchup. And I'm telling you, man, it should be a great game. You know, both teams are really confident. And what are we, about 10 minutes away from starting?
Roughly 10 minutes. 6:15 is kickoff.
All right. Well, we got a little guest here right off the bat. We got Chris Harmon here from Columbia, South Carolina. She plays on the Thunder. And Chris, welcome to the fifth quarter. Tell me about you being on the Thunder team and winning your second championship in the Iron Woman division.
Being with the Thunder is absolutely great. I'm happy I went over there in my first season. I was learning football. I wasn't really too good at it, but I was learning, making new things, changes, and being coach seeing me that I didn't see in myself. The second year was even better. I became great. We are two-time champ. I'm a two-time champ, but the team is a four-time. four-time champ, and I believe in my coach, and I appreciate the opportunity that he allowed me to succeed in.
Well, when you first came here, and we met actually before we came here to, you know, before you came to the Thunder, but the one thing that we told you and you bought in is, hey, you buy in right here, you become dedicated. What did we tell you would happen? When we told you that, I said, if you dedicate yourself and you buy into what we're doing here, I said, we'll win a championship.
And that we did.
We won one, and now we've won two. And hard work and dedication, that's how you win.
Yes, sir. I truly believe in that. Driving here was even a – felt like I lived in Tennessee at some point in time. I was here. I missed one practice the whole season. It was – the ride wasn't nothing. Traveling wasn't anything to me. The Tennessee Thunder was family. They treated me like family. The bond we have with the team is great. That's how we won these championships here. It's outstanding. I really appreciate the opportunity. You told me we was going to win, and we done it twice.
Right. And you know what? Here we are at the mid-major championships, and there's half of the Thunder team or more is here today to, you know, just support women's football and play in this All-Star game tomorrow. Now, last year, we weren't fortunate enough to play in an All-Star game, but this year we are. And, by the way, you're on the South team, so. What's that mean to you?
Oh, the South is where it's at. If you're on the North, I do apologize in advance, but the South is where it's at. Being in this All-Star game tomorrow is unbelievable, real to me. I got picked by a coach, and he wasn't even supposed to be coaching at the time. So, you know, that was even better. I'm super happy to be on the South side. South will show up tomorrow for sure.
Right. Well, tell me about this, and I'll let you go. Who you got in this game? You taking RVA or Detroit Pro?
Oh, that was a secret. I love you, RVA, but I'm going with the underdog. I'm going with Detroit this time today. I got to see what they got. I got to go with the underdog. So, Detroit, shout out to you. I'm going with you guys today.
All right. Hey, I appreciate it, Chris. Thanks for being on.
Always.
Appreciate it.
Hey, Coach Mike. Thanks.
Appreciate you. All right, they're starting to announce the players here at the field. That was Chris Harmon. She travels from Columbia, South Carolina to play on the Tennessee Thunder. She plays running back and linebacker. And you know what? Dedication, that's what we talked about from the beginning when she wanted to come here and play. And she did it, and I'll tell you, it's made a big difference in her. So we appreciate her coming. Coach, tell me about the atmosphere here. I mean, this feels like something special.
Well, I mean, it is. It's the first time for RVA. This is their first year as a program, and now they're in a national championship game. So they're taking full advantage of how they should be or how they feel like they need to run it. The atmosphere is great. I mean, it's championship atmosphere. Teams are both revved up. There's no love lost between these two teams.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it really is what a championship – the atmosphere is what championship atmosphere should feel like.
You know, you're right, and you know we talked about it earlier in the day. We've been talking about this matchup, but it feels like a great rivalry in the making, and that's what good sports is about. You know, you take back when Peyton Manning played for the Colts and Tom Brady played for the New England Patriots, and, you know, every year that was a circle game, and everything was there to be a great rivalry.
Well, as far as rivalries in the making, without a doubt, like I said, this is the third time they've played this season. And, you know, the outcome hasn't been it's not really an even match right now record-wise, but you can't tell that based off of just the way that these two teams are staring at each other. As right now the RVA team is being announced, they're being escorting their players on a special occasion. But if you look at the crowd, the crowd's just looking hungry. They're staring right at them, ready to go. I mean, it's just – I'm excited, man. I just can't wait for it to get going.
Yeah, me too. And I'll tell you, the first game that was played between these two was the first game of the season for either team. Detroit traveled all the way down here. It was a monsoon wherever they played. I don't know. They said it rained so hard you couldn't even see the lines and stuff on the field. That particular game, RVA 110 to nothing. RVA traveled to Detroit several weeks after that, and Detroit had a lot of injuries and was shorthanded, and if I'm not mistaken, RVA won that game 28 to nothing. I'm thinking that this is going to be a one-score, couple-point kind of game.
I think you're absolutely right, and this is the excitement in the air, is that you're going to see a 100% trial team. So they're healthy, they're ready, they're excited, they look hungry, and so you know that's what's going to make this such a great game.
Yeah, I believe you're right. All right, we got another guest on here. We got the Thunder players going to be coming by checking in. We got offensive and defensive linemen. She travels from Chattanooga, Tennessee, to play with the Thunder. Her name is Lily Montanez. Lily, tell us. I know you was not late getting joined in on the Thunder team, but you were later than most. Tell us what it means to finally play on a championship team for an organization that you believe in.
Well, Coach, I'm excited. I've been playing for 7 or 8 years, took a few years off. Unfortunately, you know, my mom passed, and I needed to get some aggression out. And I reached out to Jen, and I was like, hey, you know, y'all still taking players? And she said, yeah. So I came up and showed out, and that's fun. So I was happy to be back on the field.
Lily, you've been playing football for a long time.
Yeah.
And you've played in different leagues across the country, I would imagine. So talk to me a little bit about or explain what you think the parity in the USWFL is at the lower level as opposed to some of these bigger leagues at their lowest level. Meaning, is there such a difference if you're playing in the USFL or if you're playing in, say, the WSA or the WNFC at the lower level? Do you see a difference? Do you think the parity is even across the board?
Well, when I first started playing, I was in the IWFL, and we would play against teams. I mean, we barely had players. We had maybe 15, 16, sometimes 18. But when we started playing these bigger teams, like Carolina Phoenix was one of them, they had 30, 40-something players. And, I mean, we didn't play smaller teams. We played just whoever was in our division. And then when I played in the WFA, they were a little more neutral with it, I guess, because we played the Knox Lightning. And when I played with the Tennessee Train, and they had the same kind of numbers we did. So the WFA, you know, at that time, they were pretty okay with it. Now, the WNFC, I ain't never played for them, but when you look at their rosters, they got 50 and 60 players. So I don't know about all that.
Well, you know, the thing is what Mike's getting at is parity makes good football. That's what makes good football. When you get the parity right, you see lots of really good football. And that's why we're going to see a good game here today. I firmly believe this is going to be a one-score game and all that.
Oh, yeah, I'm excited to watch them play.
Tell me one thing before you go. What does it mean to win a championship?
It's a different kind of feeling. Like I said, I've been playing a long time. I've never played an All-Star, and I've never won a championship. So first time for both, I'm happy with it. I'm
well,
excited.
You made the trip from Chattanooga for it. So, you know, we come here to win, and that's what we're famous for. So we appreciate you coming up here and taking the time to join the show.
Well, thanks, Coach, and I can't wait to get my ring.
You bet.
Thanks.
Thank you so much. All right, that's Lily Montanez. She's from Chattanooga, Tennessee, plays for the Tennessee Thunder. You know, here's the thing, and we say it all the time, is you know, good organizations, they're all across the country, really. And the fact of the matter is there's a bunch of good teams and a bunch of different leagues, and we all understand that, you know. So, listen, we've been fortunate, Coach, to won now our fourth championship with the Thunder team and these young ladies. And I don't know about you, but I'm telling you, it really means a lot to me.
Well, I mean, it's just – you can't really put it into words. no one championship in my mind outweighs another championship that we've won. I think we've got, they're all different teams, and I think they're all unique in their own ways. But I'm just excited to win this one as I am our first one. And so, you know, it just is, you know, it's a blessing. You know, that's all you can really say is if anybody asks how it feels, I'm blessed.
That and you know, for me, is every single year it's a different team. Every single year, me and you seem to get more motivated by in a different way because we get these girls like Lily that's been playing forever that are hungry, you know, and they come and they're skeptical about playing. They've been on bad teams. They've been a part of bad organizations, and now all of a sudden coming here and not joining late, but we'd done been practicing quite a bit by the time she joined this team. And at that point, you know, she was coming in, didn't know anybody. It was sort of, what should I say, you know, it's like starting a new job. You know, I guess you're nervous about it, and it's sort of a hard thing to do sometimes.
Well, without a doubt. I mean, you know, I've had several jobs in my life within the military, and every time you move, it's just you don't know anybody. You're trying to get your feet under you. You're trying to find out what's going on and what clique you're supposed to get with and who's your friends. But, you know, one thing that we do, I think, well, and I'm sure a lot of teams across the country does, is it's just a family atmosphere across the board. And, you know, so we just keep it simple, and simplicity is what works, and then our girls seem to react to it.
Right. Well, we're getting ready to kick off right here, and the Detroit Proud is going to receive the ball. I'm not sure who won the toss, but the Detroit Proud is going to receive and play offense first. So I think we might be getting ready for the national anthem here. We are. We'll get back to you in just a second. We're getting ready to have the national anthem, so give us just a minute. Well, I thought we was going to do the national anthem. Huh?
I don't know that we're doing it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready for the national anthem.
Yeah, here we go. National anthem.
At this time, we'd ask that you please rise and remove your hat as we honor America and all who have served us with the playing of our national anthem.
Sneaking up here with us, we got Ken Gabriel and Tito Young. I want y'all to come in here and tell me what it means to win your first team championship. There you go.
Man, it's everything. We've been with, you know, teams for a long time, and we've never won a ring. So just to come in and play with this team, it's amazing. We finally got us one. Got us two, because we're going to claim it. We're going to claim.
Oh, yeah. It definitely feels good. You know, new feeling, new energy brings a lot, you know, to the table. And it definitely the love and, you know, winning with a team is different when you know that you want it here. So, like I said, stand down with a lot of teams and, you know, being able to try to hold that loyalty. But when somebody come and tell you that they really, 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 you know, they cut for you, it's a different type of feeling when you get that ring.
We claimed it in the very beginning of the year. New team, new ring.
We didn't know we were going to land.
Yeah, we didn't know we were coming here to get it, but we did.
Well, we definitely appreciate y'all coming, and both of y'all have been playing for quite a while, and I know you've had several stops along the way, and as most of us have had, of the women playing here. But, you know, being a part of a team sometimes necessarily ain't just about being a team, man. It's about, you know, how everybody in that locker room feels about one another. And that's the one thing about this Thunder organization. It's always been that way.
The moment we came, we felt nothing but love, and, I mean, genuine love. So it was amazing. It was no hate.
Yeah.
Nobody,
like Coach said, they gave the same thing. The same type of energy we gave, they gave it right back. It's always love. It's a great feeling when you go somewhere and you feel wanted, you feel like you want to, you know, not give up. You want to go harder for the people that you're playing alongside with.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I know this, that, you know, I hear coaches talk about all the time that they're going to do this and they're going to do that. Uh-oh, we got, oh, man, the Detroit Prowl returns the opening kickoff all the way down to the 18-yard line of the RVA Tomahawk. But getting back to you girls, you know, you coaches always want to micromanage and want to put hands on and all that. And the thing that me and Coach Wallace here have always did is we just let our players play. And that's why we've had a lot of success here. Not that we're some great geniuses or nothing, but we find out who the players are and we just let them play.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. It's a great feeling when they can recognize their talent. And like Coach said, you know, he just let us play to our best ability. He let us play like real ballers out here.
Yeah.
And he trusted us on the field the same way we trust him to bring us, both of them to bring the play. Coach Wallace as well, everybody. It's just the whole team, the organization as a whole is just, you know, it's a great feeling all the way around. It's a true family. A lot of teams say family, but they really have that family vibe, you know, aura around them. They take care of one another. They take care of us. They, you know, it's just a great feeling.
Yeah. What she said. That's what she said.
What, when did both of you, this is a question for both of you, when did you fall in love with football? When was football, did you know that football was going to be a part of your life?
I've always been a tomboy, so I've been playing football, like when we did sideline kill or, you know, in the street. So I just loved any sport. I was athletic, but I didn't fall in love with football until this one right here taught me the game. I was just out there playing just to be playing. And when we linked up and she taught me the ropes of the game, that's when I finally started learning it and loving it, because I was just out there. The coaches didn't teach me nothing. They just said, go watch YouTube. Go watch the NFL team. So once I had someone who truly taught me, you know, to watch the defense side, and once I got on offense, you know, everything, I just learned both sides of the ball, and that's when I truly started falling in love with it, once I learned the game. So I can say the love didn't come until I met my best friend who taught me everything. So,
well, I appreciate that. Yeah. For me, I grew up around football. My parents were very athletic, both sides of my family. I think for me, it was the Barbara. I think in Marshawn Lynch, you know, it was a game he was in the end zone, and I just thought he wasn't going to be able to make it out of there. And he ended up making it out of there and, you know, put the team in a good position. And I just was like, I want to be able to do that one day. And from there, I just started going harder from middle school to high school. It was just wherever women's football was there, I was trying to be there. I think, like I said, I fell in love with the game a long, long time ago. I just had to find my placement in it. But definitely found the love in it at a very, very young age. And I think that I was very, you know, at some point I know that I'm privileged to have played Pop Warner, Little League, but most some of these women haven't had a chance to play. And it goes a long way, you know. And I know real coaches and true coaches see that, you know, on and off the field. So that's it.
Hard work. Well, I appreciate both of y'all coming up here and joining us. And both of y'all are a big part of this team and the reason that we're champs. And I appreciate y'all for coming to play here. Thank you. All right. So we got a touchdown. I don't know. The Prowl, they haven't said yet. We think they scored. We got a player down. We've had a player from each team down. The player for the RBA, they carried off number 24. I'm not sure who she is, and we can't see who's down right now. Coach, listen, we've seen a lot of women's football players, no doubt. We've watched a lot of games. But these two young ladies that we just had on here, they're both really good players. And for me to think that they could play for anybody and not get on the field at when you play for other teams is absurd.
Well, it is. And watching these two play in such the short time that we've had them, I don't understand it for the life of me. And it's a shame that there are personal vendettas maybe that hold people back. Listen, these two have the tangibles that you just don't teach. You can't teach it. They're both, you know, if they stick with it without a doubt, they'll be in the Hall of Fame somewhere.
Yeah, no doubt. Still can't see who the player is down. I'm not sure what her number is. We can't see what's going on down there. But I think she's up. Can you see what number she is, Coach? Is that 66? I believe it's 66. Yeah, 66. I don't know these players' names, so. It's hard for me to say. The Prowl did score a touchdown. They returned the kick, the opening kickoff down to the 18, and two plays later, they're in the end zone, and they are kicking the next. I watched this girl kick in Cincinnati. She's got a really good leg. She gets a good opportunity. She can move. Yeah. So, it's good. The Prowl leads 7-0. So, you know what? You know, a lot of questions are answered right here, but the big play for me was the kickoff. You know, returning the kickoff all the way down to the 18, which what I seen was a poor kick anyway. The ball was just sort of landing there, and the girl just grabbed it and ran around the edge.
It was roughly, I would say, roughly maybe a 15, maybe even a 20-yard kick that hit the ground. Prowl players looked at it. One player picked it up. She got to the outside on the left side of the field, which is their side of the field, and just, she scampered all the way down to the 18-yard line.
Right. Well, now we're getting ready to see the RVA Tomahawks going offense. This, to me, if I had to put keys to the game right here, this is where I give RVA the edge, was on their offensive side of the ball. Looks like they've got speed. Well, they only got 10 out there, Coach. They've only got 10 on the field. The RVA Tomahawks, yep. They've only got 10. They've only got 10. Yeah, they're going for a kickoff. It's going to roll out of bounds. It rolled out of bounds. So it's rolled out of bounds at the 30. Boy, it didn't almost make it there. I thought they was going to recover it. But anyway, this is the side of the ball that I think RVA has had the advantage was their offense. They look like they have speed. Detroit's got the size. So, you know, it's going to be who can figure out how to stop the other offense is going to be the key to this game.
Well, it started off just as I thought it would. I mean, if you had the eye test, you can tell that what the Prowl want to do is run the ball. They ran the ball effectively. There was no passes on that last drive. Now I think RGA, like you're saying, they'll come out. They got probably better skill positions on the outside than the receivers. So they'll probably throw the ball a little more, and we'll just see how they can handle that speed.
Well, I'll tell you, the last time I watched the Proud play, they had a tough time containing the edge. Now, they got a big girl in Octavia Griswold playing defensive lineman. You watch her throughout the game, she's for real. She's a beast. So they better be able to have a plan to block her. But I did think that the RBA team had trouble containing. So, you know, look here, we already got a bad snap for no gain on the RBA team. Seems like they're coming out a little bit nervous, Coach. I mean, we watched them in warm-ups and some of the players. But now, let's say this. They haven't played a game in forever either. The team that they were supposed to play forfeited on them. They got automatic bid to the championship game. So, you know what, you could sort of see a little bit of rust. I mean, you can about figure it out because they haven't played very much. Well, they haven't played at all in 6 weeks or so.
Well, yeah, you can tell. I mean, listen, you can't replicate game speed in practice, and if you don't practice or if you do practice, you're still going to be a little rusty just based off of the competition. There's an offside on number 57 for the crowd.
97.
So that's going to be an automatic 5 yards.
Yeah, our second and five.
So, you can definitely tell. And, you know, one, too, I had mentioned earlier before, is like, you know, you got to make sure you got your nerves in check. You can't let the moment be too big for you. You know, it is football after all. But, again, if you don't practice and you can't replicate what you're going against, it's tough in the beginning.
It is. And you know, and I had both teams, you know, felt like that the advantage was theirs by one team playing games, another team not playing games. And you know, it's hard to say. Right now, it's looking like it was most definitely in favor of the Prowl. But this game is early. We still got 9 minutes and 30 seconds left to go in the first quarter. So here's the problem right here is containing the edge. She runs for 7 yards. You know, quarterback run around the end is automatic call right off the bat. Just what I said, not containing. You know, that's the first down. She gained 7 yards just on a quarterback run to the left.
Well, it's not a bad call either, because what you do now is you settle your quarterback down, you settle the offense down, you got a first down, so now you start to play your game and try to get into the rhythm. So it's not a bad call at all.
Right, and they're going no huddle, which I like. I love this kind of pace as far as an offense. Do we get another offset? We got a false start on RBA. So, again, you know, it looks like it's a little bit of rust coming off here. You know, you got to keep your composure. This game, you know, football, I said I thought this game was going to be close, one score, 2 or 3 point kind of game. I thought all along that it was going to be close, that it might come down to one score. And making mental mistakes will kill you in these kind of games.
Well, it'll kill you in any game, more or less a championship game. Because the pressure starts to mount, and the further you get behind the chains, which means you're losing yardage on the offense, you know, so the pressure just becomes, you know, a lot, and it's hard to handle at times.
Yeah, we were at first and five. See, look here, that little girl's pretty quick. You know, it was first and 15. Let's see, now she takes a jet sweep from the left to the right. Second and three. Yeah, she picks up 12 yards on the jet sweep. Again, no containment on the ends, Coach.
Well, listen, we talked about it at the top of your podcast, is that the speed of RVA. Now, typically you have speed where you want to get that speed, you want to the outside. So, listen, the Prowl are going to have to come up with some type of way to, and they're calling a timeout now. They're going to have to figure out how they can, you know, set those edges and force somebody inside, because they're gonna run the pile of death if they can't contain them.
Well, you know, here we are. We got 8 minutes and 12 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Detroit used their first timeout. RBA has taken the ball from their 35 all the way across midfield to the 45, and had one penalty along the way and had a bad snap along the way. And be honest with you, they look like they're they're having their way with the Prowl defense, just like the Prowl offense had with the RBA defense. So in a game like this, in a game like this right here, it feels like that, you know, you're going to come down to who's going to make the least amount of mistakes. And as of right now at this point, that favors the Prowl. So as this game goes on, I mean, you know, we're going to start to figure it out. You look to me, I'm going to be honest, you know, the RVA team looks like their weather girls most definitely not as big, you know, and if, you know, we continue this pace of no huddle, that could loom large also.
Well, it's a battle of that nutritional, how much shape that the Prowl are in. But again, we'll see. You just got to set the edges.
Whoa, there's a good play. We go from second and three. They lose, probably four or five. Yes, you look at the penetration they got. Now, see, right here, that's where these bigger girls are taking advantage. Both defensive tackles was deep in the backfield at that point.
That's one way to set the edge. If you can get off that ball, get upfield before they even hand it off, if you set the edge in the backfield, that's one way of doing it.
Well, the play looked like it was a little slow developing as well, and the defense, the two defensive tackles almost took the handoff, you know. Here's our first pass of the game. She's wide open. Oh, yes, she's caught the ball. I mean, a long throw. She's all the way down to about the, 22 of the Prowl, and coach, me and you could have threw her that ball. She was wide open. There was nobody within 10 yards of her.
Came off the line of scrimmage untouched. The pass was a little behind her, but you know what? She turned around, adjusted, made a great play, and here we are at first and 10 inside the red zone.
Well, her number is 11. Her name is Jenna Gray. I know this. She's a candidate in the league for the MVP of the league. And certainly right now she's proven her quest to win that award of what we've seen so far.
Definitely. She's definitely that type of caliber player.
Yeah, I believe so. She's coming in motion. Yeah, I think they missed a false start. We got a quarterback run to the right. She fumbled the ball. I don't know if they recovered or not. She's carrying it like a she's palming it out there like a loaf of bread. And she gained 8. They must have said she retained the ball. So it was definitely – she's carrying it out there, and it definitely hit the ground. We just couldn't tell from where we're at if they got it back or not. If you notice, Coach, look, Detroit has went three big down linemen in the game down here. I'm telling you, this is going to be a chess match the whole game. We're going to continue to have the conversation of what defense is going to make a stop to hold this offense. I firmly believe that each team's offense is their best option to win this game.
Well, I think you're right, and I think that with that three-man front, the shorter the field is now, they should have some speed back there at the linebacker position and try to compensate for the lack of speed they have up front.
We got number 11 taking a quick pitch from the tailback position, and she picked up a first down inside the 10 to about the 6-yard line. So it's going to be first and goal at the Detroit Prowl 6-yard line for the RBA Tomahawks. She looked a little rattled, Coach. I'll just tell you, she took that ball and was gone, you know what I mean? So starting to rain here a little bit. I'm wondering if we're going to get a storm. Most definitely, no matter what, we're going to play this football game. I can tell you that. So neither team is going to give this up. Both teams feel like they have an opportunity to win this game.
I think we're having the field management coming out and telling us we had a lightning warning. They have a horn set up here at the complex that picks up lightning within 15-mile radius, I believe. And they blew a horn, but I'm not sure we can. I think we're about to get a delay.
Well, that was an incomplete pass. It's second down and 6 at the 6. Second goal at the 6, I'm sorry. We got Jenna Gray coming back into the game. I don't know if RVA kicks or if they go for two, but I'm myself. If I'm the RVA team and I smell a weather delay coming, I for sure want to put this thing in the end zone and try to at least get a lead or tie it up, whatever, because you know what? We might be in for a long weather delay here. We don't know what's going on. And, you know, at that point, anything can happen. Like I said, I know we don't want to call this game. And we are down. I don't believe she gained any yards. So they're blowing the whistle. Let's see. Yep. It's third down. Did we gain any yards? I don't think she gained any yards. I believe, Coach, they are sending the they need to stop the play clock. They need to stop the clock. 4 minutes and 12 seconds to go in the first quarter, and we got a stoppage already for lightning delay, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. Like I said, the horn over here went off, and now you got the guy on the park that is out, you know, he's roaming the grounds. We have multiple fields out here. We have a soccer game happening on one side of the field, and everybody here, I think, is being told to leave the field because we're under a lightning weather delay.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk with our producer here and see if we can set out this weather delay and try to come back when we resume and finish talking some more. Before we kick off here for a little bit, I know it's going to be at least a 30-minute delay. Maybe longer. I don't know. We already have one lightning delay. It looks like rain in the area. But tomorrow we have a all-star game set up between the North and the South. Me and Coach Wallace here are coaching the South team. That wasn't the plan, but Ken Fenton, head coach of the Detroit Prowl, he was going to do it for us, but he had something come up and he couldn't fulfill the obligation. So it fell to us. We are definitely looking for the opportunity to coach some of these girls. And we have a lot of players from both teams, from all the teams we actually have. And it kicks off tomorrow at 12 o'clock. We are extremely happy to be doing that, Coach.
I'm excited. This will be my third All-Star game coaching, and I don't think I've been more excited because of the caliber of players that we've got from both of these two teams that are playing. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited.
Right. We'll see if we can get back on here when the weather stops. Like I said, we'll talk to our producer and see what she says. Be sure to catch us next Thursday night for my regular time podcast. I'm going to have a special guest from RVA up here, the Westchester. He has something to do with women's sports in this area, and he wants to come on and talk a lot about women's sports, and we'll be glad to have him. I'll have all that information during the week. So hopefully we can get back on a little bit, and we appreciate you listening for what we've had to go on here today, and hopefully we'll be back in a few minutes. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Till we talk to you in a little bit, we'll catch you then.